Luca, thank you so much. How are you? How are you doing so far as you get set for life to begin as a member of the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Yeah, we just got done with our first practice today. Camp started yesterday. We had all our testing and physicals and medicals and all that. And today I was on the ice, first time as a Golden Knight. Yeah, it was good.
Luca, you know what life and media is like up here in Vancouver. So, you know, we've been through 3 days with the Canucks, cameras everywhere, radio shows calling everyone. So when you got off the ice after your first practice with the Golden Knights, how many media members were there to talk to you guys and to really dictate and document what took place?
It's definitely a bit more low-key here. I would say probably half the guys.
That's not bad.
Than we had in Van. But there's definitely lots of excitement around here. People in the town are very excited that this thing is finally going. And it was fun.
Are you being approached on the street? Are you seeing a lot of Vegas Golden Knights gear on the streets there in Vegas?
Actually, yeah. I was kind of asking myself the same question, if we're going to see a lot of guys, you know, like in Vancouver, you take the dog for a walk and probably out of the 100 people, you'll see 80 of them wear some kind of Canucks gear. And here you can, like, I went into town by the practice facility in Summerlin. That's where most of the players live. I walked around and went for a few dinners, and you see a lot of people wearing Golden Knights shirts and hats. So it's definitely, there's a lot of buzz in this town for sure.
So I'm sure when you used to walk around in Yale Town or Cole Harbour or wherever you were in Vancouver, you get recognized a lot. Anything in Vegas like that? Have you been approached by fans yet?
Not directly. I went for dinner one time, and people were kind of wondering what we were doing out here, and they figured out that we were playing hockey, and next thing you know, you had a few people standing around and handing out business cards and asking for pictures. So it's not quite like Vancouver, but we're getting slowly recognized out here too. There's, like I said, like the people are super excited to have a professional sports franchise in town, and you know, being the first generation of professional players in this town.
Lucas Spisa there, the roulette wheel just hit black, and he was on one, and he's won some money, and his phone went dead. We'll have him right back in a second. So interesting that they have, when we get him back, I want to find out what the setup is in Summerland, where they train, what the facilities are like, how far away it is. Good to hear that there are people with the Golden Knights. And to your point, they get in there, have the jersey, make sure, you know, they know what's going on and all that. But lots of different things that they have to deal with. And I wonder how much, you can't now, you're trying to make the team, but how much will they be a part of that community and going out and telling their stories about who they are and what it's all about?
It's a little bit more low-key as well, but from a player's perspective, you know, it's got to be an interesting change as well, because not every move is under the microscope.
We've got Luca back again. Luca, you know, whatever. What stays in Vegas stays in Vegas, but we'd like it to come up to the radio station. We had some phone problems there. Thanks for picking up again. Let me ask you this. Just give us an idea. You said in Summerland where you train. How far away is that? From, I guess, everyone just knows the Strip. What is the setup for you guys training there, and then obviously down on the Strip to play the games? What kind of facilities do you have?
No, I have to say it's a great setup. I mean, T-Mobile is on the, I think, south tip of the Strip.
Yeah.
We'll only be there for the games. Other than that, even pregame skates we'll do at our practice facility, which is in Summerlin. It's about a 20-minute drive. From the game rink to Summerlin, all the guys live out here since, you know, kind of take advantage of driving 2-4 minutes to the practice rink. Practice rink is super nice. They did a really good, great setup. Like I said, we'll be basically at the practice rink every time, except for games, we'll be driving downtown.
So this is obviously your first time being in with an expansion team. What kind of experience is this? I've read that you've compared it to Team Europe, because you've got a lot of guys coming from different clubs and different places in the world. In some cases, guys from the KHL have joining your team.
I mean,
what kind of experience
is that? I compared it to last year's experience at the World Cup. Team Europe, it was just a bunch of guys that have never played together, kind of being put into this team, and, you know, lots of unknowns and all that. And I think there's a lot of similarities with this team here. There's one guy from each team that got picked, and lots of guys don't know each other. And like I said, there's a lot of unknowns, but at the same time, you're going through the same stuff with everyone else. So you can kind of look to your left and to your right and kind of, you know, ask for advice and all that. So it's a special feeling. And like I said, at the World Cup, I mean, not too many people gave us too much credit, and we had not much pressure. We just went out there and had fun. And I think it's going to be the same kind of situation here. We're just going to go with it and see how it goes.
Luca, you know how involved the Canucks are in this community. It doesn't happen overnight. Have they told you guys as players yet, or did you wait, obviously, till the team is formally picked, that you will be a big part of the community and getting the word out about not only the Golden Knights, but what the NHL is all about? Do you expect that'll be a big, big part of what you guys do as players there?
Yeah, I think, seeing how the Canucks did it, you know, with their foundations and everything, the team was very involved with all the communities and British Columbia in general. I think we're going to try and do the same thing here. When we came in yesterday for a bunch of media stuff and all that, we kind of wrote down what we're looking for and how we want to be involved with the community. And I think that's going to be a big goal here too, you know, kind of establish that right off the bat. Kind of like the Canucks did.
Can I ask you, what did you write? Where did you want to be involved?
Basically anything like that involves child, like kids, you know, youth movement and all that, kind of spreading the word about hockey, getting hockey clinics going and all that stuff and growing the game out here.
We are joined by Lucas Pisa of the Las Vegas Golden Knights on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650, Sulkowski and Janda.
It's a pretty unique situation in Vegas. You mentioned that helping to grow the game in the region is a big focus for the organization. Is this similar to your experience in Anaheim, when you played in Anaheim and going there and trying to build a culture?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't really know how developed hockey is out here, how, you know, the junior teams are, how the youth hockey setup is. But I think just in Anaheim, going back to my first year there in 2009, now even talking to friends that made that their home for life in Anaheim, they would tell me, like, hockey's is huge out in California. Like, lots of kids, you know, age 5, 6, all they want to do is play hockey instead of playing football and baseball and that stuff. And hopefully we can kind of start that process here and, you know, and grow the game that way.
Well, we've talked to you for 5 minutes. We haven't asked a hockey question. So the last question to you, Luca, will be about how was practice? Were you happy with the pace and the puck moving and everything that was going on out there?
Yeah, no, it was good. We split it up in two teams. We had a group A and group B. One group skated in the morning. The other group, I was in the second group. We skated after them. The pace was good. Coaches want us, you know, to get the pace going right away so that we get a good start to the season.
Have you been told there's 11 defensemen there in Vegas? Have you been told that you're officially a part of the plans going forward? Because I know there's a lot of defensemen there, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of these. No, honestly, I don't think too many guys have talked to management too much. I think their mindset is just to go out there and do your best, be the best player you can be, and then after that, they're going to pick the team and go from there.